Today's daf is Masechet Shabbat, daf Kuf Tet, brought to you Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, and we're holding on the second line from the top. So yesterday we were talking about all of the damaging things that can happen if a person touches various orifices with his hands before washing his hands in the morning. That washing the hands is rather complex. It's not a typical washing of one's hands. You have to wash three times. Sequence. So Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, the particular Ruach Ra'ah that causes this damage is someone that this is its name, although we'll see later on the name is Bat Melech, not Bat Chorin, but this is a Bat Chorin. It's a very high class kind of Ruach Ra'ah. And a high class Ruach Ra'ah has got standards. If you don't wash your hands properly, she doesn't go away. So if you want her to cooperate, then you treat her right. If you get any of this Bat Melech, either because those learn that Bat Chorin is a name, instead of learning that it's a characteristic, so they change the girsa over here, that it's Ma'avir Bat Chorin, not Bat Melech. In other words, if any of this gets into your eyes, so if you did touch your eye before, the thing to do for your eyes is to use Puch, the Puch, which is the eye shadow that they used to use, that had medicinal properties. One of its properties is that it's Ma'avir Bat Melech. So it takes away this Bat Chorin, the effect of the Bat Chorin on your eye, which is blinding, as we saw yesterday. Uposeket adima, prevents the excessive tearing. Umarbes se'ar ba'afapayim, and it also causes the eyelashes to grow. And if you've got problems with that, it's a good thing to use. Tani hamiyachi, Rabbi Yossi omer, puch ma'avir bata melech, poseket adima, umarbes se'ar ba'afapayim. We omer mar ukfa omer shmuel, alin, ein behem mishum refu'a. Rashi learns eating. Any of the types of things that are claimed to be refuah for your eyes, they actually don't work for your eyes. And because of that, there's no Isra on Shabbat either, because it isn't a refuah. That's how he learned. Tosfos argues, that so do almost all of the other Rishonim, based on the sugya later on, and that the entire sugya is referring to putting things on your eyes, in which case the alim that it's referring to over here would be putting these various leaves on your eyes, like we do, interestingly enough, with tea leaves. Right, so we boil up tea leaves and put it on your eye for cases of eye infection or eyelid infection. But it actually doesn't work. So it's a baba mice. Omer of Yosef, who's barata, it's a coriander, ain't ba mishum refuah. Most learn that it's coriander. Ain't ba mishum refuah, it doesn't work. Omer of Sheshes, kashut, ain't ba mishum refuah. Actually, we talked about kashut yesterday, which is hops. There's various types. On Rav Yosef Kusbarta, Rav Yosef is blind. And he says, you should know that Kusbarta, which people might think is a refuah, it even hurts my eyes. I feel that it actually gives me pain in the eyes if I, according to Rashi, eat it, according to Tosaf, I put it on. On Rav Sheshes Gargira, and the Gargira is called, I don't know how we use it, but it's called Orot. This is the story in the Navi. I feel that Mali, he was blind. And nonetheless, it helps my eyes. Does he have are you going to look in your new fangled translation there and see if he's got any nice pictures?
Arugula also.
Oh. Well, it's interesting. If it's arugula, it's pretty common. We honor Marukva Amarshmo. Kol mine kashut isharu. Any type of hops is actually mutter to eat on Shabbos because it's normal ochlin, and there's nothing in it that suggests that it's refuah. The only type of kashrut which nobody would eat is matruza kashrut. As I mentioned yesterday, there's five different types of hops, some of which are exceedingly bitter, and it gives different tastes to assuming that it's really hops. Again, there's a problem yesterday because Rashi learns it's parasitical, which hops aren't. But in any event, it certainly seems from the beers that that's what we're talking about. And matruza is not something that you'd want to drink on its own as an ingredient, just the ingredient of the drink. Omer Rav Chisda, Shurika Tavya. Now, what everybody does, not only they used to do, but after you made a barbecue, or while you're making a barbecue, which obviously is not what's happening on Shabbos, but after you make a barbecue, you take a little bit of sauce and you keep putting it over the meat. And that way it absorbs the taste and so on. So a barbecue, normally what they would do is they would mix some oil and eggs together. And then they would put it while the meat is cooking or on Shabbat after it cooled off enough that there wasn't a problem with bishul. So they would just coat it so that it would have a good taste. It would maintain its juices instead of getting dried out. That a shaylis, does that look like tikkun eichlin that you're in the middle of cooking on Shabbat? So he tainted that Sharika Tavya Ishari. To do that is mutter. But to be Papua Bey, to mix eggs, it looks like you're about to throw them into a frying pan. Obviously, you're not going to on Shabbat. But since it looks like part of the hachana for cooking, so therefore it's also, we don't allow you to do the type of things that would be so much part of a cooking experience b'chol. And that's also. Devita Desiri Avdil Elchia Barashi. Elchia Barashi was a Talmud of her husband. She made him some of this stuff on Shabbos with the meat that she had coated with this oil and egg, and he wouldn't eat it. Now, I mean, obviously, he didn't say why he's not eating it, but she realized that he must be more frum than his Rebbe, like Menachem over here. And so he says, you know, I made it for your Rebbe, and he ate it. It was good enough, Ziri. But for you, it's not good enough. This is the way it goes. Always a new generation is more frum. What was the svara that Ziri ate it? Ziri Latami. The Amaziri notain Adam Yayin Salul Umayim Sulin Latocha Mishamer Bishabbat Verechoshosh. Ziri held that it was mutter to put clear wine and certainly clear water into a mishameret. A mishameret is a filter that you would use to get out any of the shimurim at the bottom of the wine. And since it's clear, so he held there was no problem in doing it because of borer on Shabbat. So Alma, given the Mishta Teyachi, you see that something which is perfectly drinkable the way it is, it doesn't matter that you do something additional to be metakenet. This is actually the reason why we use water filters on Shabbat, because you can drink the water without the filter. Because of that, it's not considered to be a tikkun of the eichlin to come under the general yisurim that we do not to be metakenet eichlin on Shabbos. And therefore, since it's mitakler achi, it's not considered to be doing anything significant. Therefore, even since you could eat your broiled turkey without putting on this stuff on it, or putting it on it, it's just considered to be flavoring. It's not considered to be part of the etzem tikkun. The difference that we had yesterday, similarly to dipping the eggs into the salt mix, or dipping the pugla, the radishes, where over there it can harden, so leaving it sitting there, that's considered to be more of a, instead of flavoring, it's considered to be more of an actual change, a tikkun similar to a bishul that you would be doing for the eitzem. V'yomar mar ukva, mishin akpaya do raglo. Say that you got a wound, you're bleeding, your hand is bleeding, your foot is bleeding. What you can do is you could be some tapa yayin. And remember, we saw yesterday that as an astringent, just for washing, they would use wine. We talked about that lagavi the ayin before. So they didn't have alcohol the way we have these alcohol astringents, you know, with a fancy brand name on it to make it cost 10 times as much. They only had wine alcohol, so they would use wine. And therefore, if you want to stop the bleeding, somta literally means to cauterize. So you could put it into the wine, because again, things that you would normally do that are part of what a person who's not ill would do on Shabbos, so you can do. And you don't have to be cheshesh mishum rufua in this case. Now, the question is, can you use vinegar in the same way? You boil it. Chalamai. Omer vil ravashi, I can tell you that yavina berev kahana. He said beferish that chala not. That's not considered to be the norms, and it's stronger, and because of that, it actually cauterizes as a refuah. Omar Rava, as we know, was the Rava in Mechuzah, always has nasty things to say about B'nai Mechuzah. So he says, these people over here in L.A., they are so rotten spoiled that their nice, sweet, spoiled skin responds to even slight wine. You know, you can't even put wine on their skin. For them, that's pure refuah. We're talking about normal humans. So I feel
Harmanami Masi. Without plastic surgery.
Ravina Iklelave Rav Ashi. So Ravina once came to Rav Ashi's house. He saw that Rav Ashi's donkey had trampled on Agavatakari, on the back of his foot. Extremely painful. The problem is a lot of nerve endings in that area that can affect your whole body. And he saw that Rav Ashi was putting his foot or pouring vinegar over the foot where it was bleeding. So he said to him, that chala lo, you don't hold of what we just paskin, that you can't use vinegar, you can only use wine. Amalei, no, you don't understand. That's talking about your hand or your foot. It wasn't talking about the gava, yeah, the gava regal. Over here, I've been injured on the gava regal. And the din is, and this is how we paskin, that gava yad and gava regal, a wound there is considered the actual sakana that can affect the entire body, and that's shining. And the other said the contrary, he saw that he was using wine. So he said to him, Yeah, but I mean, you're one of these spoiled folk, no? I mean, you may not live in Mechuzah, but you sure as heck are a pretty high-class guy. I'd never get to, you know.
Delicate.
Yeah, very delicate. Thank you for the word. I am, it's true, and normally I wouldn't be allowed to do this. However, as we know, the rule is anything that penetrates to the body cavity is considered to be a sakaras nefashis. It could cause an infection throughout your body, and therefore it's immediately treated on Shabbat as if it's a sakaras nefashis. So there are various things that are like that. And a gavayan and gavaregel is considered to be a makash al halal. You mean b'chal Shabbos, even the diuraita, kosher came to put it into one. Tana rabbanan. So you're allowed to wash in these various types of, they're refuah water, with spas. And these are, you know, waters that have in them all types of different salts that are in the water. And since people will do this even if they're not ill, so there would be no problem in actually doing that, because even though they have these salts in them, the people will go there all the time. And it's not a, in any way, it doesn't shout that this is the refuah. So there shouldn't be a problem. However, you cannot do this, b'yam ha'gadol. And we'll see what we're talking about over here. Obviously, people go swimming, but it's talking about over here sitting in salt water from the ocean for a long time, as we'll see later on. So, b'yam ha'gadol, or b'mei mishre, the mishre was what you used to soak regular water. It starts off as, but you put pishtan in it, put flax in it. The flax needs to sit in water for a long time in order for it to break down the givolim, and then it gets soft, and you can use the fibers, and that really stinks up the water. So that's the main mishra. Nobody would sit in that if it wouldn't be that he wants to use it for a refuah. Nor would somebody sit in the Amashos Tom, in the Dead Sea waters, which are also very, very full of all kinds of minerals. The problem is, V'raminu, it says in the Braita, Ruh Chatzim B'meit Tveri B'yam HaGadol, Avolo B'mei Mishra V'lo B'yam HaShos Tom. I mean, everything fits here except for the Yam HaGadol part. Because here it's including the Yam HaGadol. And it's saying that you are in fact, allowed the Yam HaGadol. So make up your mind. Is it mutter? Is it aser? Kashi Yam HaGadol, Yam HaGadol, Am Rabbi Yochanan is not a problem. We know that there's a famous machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, about the classification of the Yam HaGadol and other waters. Now, it's extremely difficult. Tosfos says, I have no idea what the Gemara's Avamina is, that there's some kind of comparison of the Machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir in this sugya. And in the end, the Gemara's going to say, what? What does that have to do with it? And I don't know what Avamina is, Bechlau. But for some reason, there was a Avamina to compare Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Lagavi, the Din of Mikvaot, to the Din of Shabbat, for some reason. So it says over there in the Mishnah, the Tzan, this is Rav Meir Shita, Kol Hayamim Kemikvah, Shinemar Mikveh Amayim Kara Yamim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the question over here is, what is the din of the yam? We know there's two very specific halachas that there's an afkamina between mayan water and mikvah water. First of all, the mayan is called mayim chayim. Therefore, it's kosher even for the paraduma, and it's kosher for the tefillah v'zov. Mashenkein, the water that is standing. But another difference is that a mayan is matayr b'zochalim while the water is moving, and it doesn't have to be sitting in one place. A mikvah, by definition, means mikvah, it's kavu, it's all sitting in one place. It's not matayr while it's moving. So now the shaila is, what is the din of the water in the yam? So Rabbi Meir holds that the yamim are all called mikvah. That any area where water has now gathered together, that has a din of a mikveh hamayim. And that is the Yamim. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that is not a reference to all of the basins of water in the world. So you can have sometimes a caldera that's filled up with water. That's not called a mikveh. It's only the Yam HaGadol that's called a mikveh. Because it says, Ule mikveh amayim, the single mikveh amayim. The single mikveh amayim is not some kind of depression that creates a riverbed in the middle of a continent. It's the mikveh amayim, which the continents have risen out of, which is the sea. So therefore, and that's all connected, obviously. It's one giant ocean which covers the earth. That's the only thing that has a din of the mikveh. But anything else has the same halakas, and not as a mikveh, it would be matayr, even if it was moving. And therefore, according to him, there's an afkamina between the Yam HaGadol and other things. And how this would make an afkamina legabi the din of Shabbos, which has to do with refuah, is a little bit difficult to understand. And the only reason that it says Yamim is because yesh bo mina yamim harbe. Why would we use the plural in the yamim part and use lemikveh as a singular in the beginning? Because since that large basin of water that we call the ocean is separated into various areas that we call the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian. Why do we do that? Because each one has local characteristics because of the water that's pouring into it. So therefore, the Gemara says elsewhere, a fish caught in area A in the Atlantic does not taste like that fish caught in the Pacific. Fine, that's why we say we have Pacific salmon, we have a North Atlantic salmon, that's true. But that's yamim, that's because it's different types of water, but it's still one mikveh hamayim. Okay. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hayamim atarin bezochlin. Actually, we have two different halachas here, and that is, yamim can be moving, because they're called mikveh, but that doesn't make them kosher as a mayan. They're still posel for zavin, they're posel for mitzorain, and they're posel for mechatos, where it says you need mayim chayim. So that does not necessarily go hand in hand. But vis-a-vis the refuah, somehow it's connected. What in the world is the connection? I mean, Amar the Plege, this is my focus of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. So, Gabi Tuma Vatira, what does it have to do with Shabbos? But for refuah? Leaning Shabbat, Mishamato, did you ever hear that the machlokes about the characteristics of the water vis-a-vis refuot? That can't be the answer. El Amr of Nagar Yitzchak. The way to answer the problem of the Yamagadol, and the two brightot, is that one is talking about where you were sitting in the water a long time. And the other is we just went in to wash. Obviously, people go into the Yam all the time. That's refuah. That's fun. So if somebody goes into the Yam, that's no reason to think that there should be a problem of refuah. If you're sitting and lying in that water for a long time and you're mishtai, then it's mukach that it's refuah. So adi yishtai or the lo yishtai. Wait a minute. So now, how did you understand now the brayta, the last one that says you can be rochatzi? You said where it wasn't yishtai, right? But mayo kipta bat brayta the lo yishtai. But then if lo yishtai, then why does it say, but not in Mei Mishre? Because the halacha is in Mei Mishre Nami, you'd be allowed to just wash off. The Atanya Rochatzi b'mei Tverio b'mei Mishra u'v'yama shosdom. Forget about the stira that we had in the Yamagoro. We have a major stira here in that it says that you can use the Yamamelach and you can use Mei Mishre for washing, and that's not considered to be l'refuah. Now, how did that happen? Afa b'shiyesh rochatatim b'rosho, even though you may have sores on your head, and this water, if you use it for shampooing, is going to cure you. It says that you can go in there, and then it explains itself. You cannot sit in it. Oh. So, in other words, it makes no sense if we're saying nafkamina between mishtaeh and nolnishtaeh would work even for the Yamamelach water and even for Mei Mishra, then you cannot use it as the distinction between the Yamagoro, because that same bright that it was brought to the Yamagoro, Aser is Mei Mishra. There's got to be yet another difference. You're right. The fact is you have to select what water you're talking about. So there's water that's clear, that's nice, that's not as salty in the Yamagadol. There's water that's muddy and looks like it's filled with more deposits. And Abiraim Shabo, look, I mean, it just depends. If Lamaisa, people would not go into that water unless it's Rula Rafua, so then even Bidalo Nishtaya, it's also something. What are you doing with that water? Why are you sitting in that water? Obviously, because your skin is itching or whatever, but it's not in order to wash off. And as far as the question with the two brayta, the Mei Mishra, there, in Akirami, that's an Afkamina. Abinishtaya, and Adalo Ishtaya, and that basically clears the slate. And now a word from our president.
Dr. Hedeke Mishra.
Ein ochlin ezov yavan. I hope you got some nice pictures of an ezov yavan, right? No. Oh my God. Well, they're just hired by Nadiv's friend to get decent pictures for the remaining volume, so hopefully she'll do a better job. All right, but Barnea has a 400-book library that he just brought in order to get one picture of ezov yavan. So, ein ochlin ezov yavan b'shabbat. We'll talk about what this is good for later on. Lefisha eino ma'achal bri'im. People don't normally eat this, and therefore, if you are eating it, it's clear that it's been eaten lirfu'ah. But you can eat yo'ezer, you can drink abu v'ro'eh, because normal people who are not sick eat that and drink those things anyway, and therefore, even though you are sick, now the machlokas, there is a machlokas we've shown him, whether this incorporates an intent specifically for refuah, or you really do have an intent to drink it, but it will cause a refuah. That depends on how we understand this again, brachot. But here, we can each one will learn the Mishnah, kishitato, and the din is that kol ha'ochen, normal food, Ochel Adam Refu'ah. Normal drinks, Kol HaMashkin Shoteh, even though he is ill. Now, those who learn that the nafkamina is in intent don't have a problem. Those who learn nafkamina is intent may have to, isn't nafkamina intent, will have to learn in cases that we're going to be martyred later on that he isn't sick. If he isn't sick, then it's such a have to say that there's refu'ah. So those, there will therefore be three dargas. Kol HaMashkin Shoteh Chutzmei Dekalim V'Kos Ikarim. Now, the only thing that you would not be able to drink that's a normal drink would be things that people drink for medicinal purposes on a daily basis, even like Mede Kalim or Kos Ikarin. Kos Ikarin is it means different herbs, basically. Ikarin is the roots. So there were different types of root things that you could cook up for various purposes. Very often we use Kos Ikarin as a sterilizing agent. Ikarin to be ma'akar, to sterilize from reproduction. But that's not what the simple meaning of kosher ikarin means. It means a cup of roots, which could be used for many different things. In this case, these things are specific for hepatitis, shein liyiruka, and therefore they shouldn't be had by you if you're ill. Avoshoteu medekalim litzma. Oh, now look, you know, if you're thirsty, and this is what you want to drink, again, and you're not sick, if you hold that it isn't the function of your kavana, so, and you're not sick at all, so then you would be allowed, and this is how Rashi learns, the other shittas will learn that actually it isn't a function of intent specific. So then, even if you're sick, if that isn't your kavana, in drinking it. Omer of Yosef, what are these things? So the typical azov that the Torah actually refers to is plain azov. That's what we call the avrata bar hamag. That's the avrata is an azov, basically, that grows bar hamag. So it grows among these regular plants. And azov yavan we call avrata bar hinag. That grows among the bushes. Here is a picture. Thank you. And so azov yavan refu'i, you're kidding. This grows all... Anyway, these grow all on the side of the road, right? I think. Anyway, here's the picture. And, if you want to know the Latin name, you know, Lavandula officinalis. So it's a very official kind of plant. Anyway, who knows? So they claim. Okay, so Rashi brings from his rabbeing that bar hamag is reed type of thing, and bar hineg is a bush kind of thing, and that it's identifying the azov by the areas in which it generally grows wild. Ula omar moru chivra, that the azov in the Torah is what we call the whitish azov. Ula ikle lavei of Shmuel bar Yehuda, and they brought him moru chivra to the table, and he said, "Oh wow, great! That's it. This is the azov that is kosher in the Torah. You could use this for the Torah of for the mei para or for the tzipor mitzvah or whatever the case is. A stam azov is this azov." Rav Papi says, "No, the stam azov is the shumshuk." That very reasonable, that approach. It must be a shumshuk. Because if you take a look at the Mishnah, that's not. The mitzvah of the Ezov, what is the shiur? Shlosha kelachim, ubehem shlosha giv olim. So you're supposed to have, this is agudat Ezov. So what's an agudat? Agudat Ezov is three branches that have on each one of these branches three of these seed pods. And you should know the shumshuk actually grows like that. It's very common. So it's shumshuk u'mishtak ha'achi, and we call that a type of hyssop. And that is probably what it's referring to. Now here, when we're talking about in the Mishnah, about the Ezov, or Ezov Yavan, what is this good for? Lamai achlilei. Why would somebody eat it for refuah? It's good for kukiani. Kukiani are worms, intestinal worms. And how would you eat that for intestinal worms to cure it? But my achlelek, b'sheva tamri uchmata. You would use dark-colored dates. And b'may havia, how do you pick up those worms? You pick it up from kimcha desari. They actually they infest flour that has been sitting around, flour of saorim specifically. So barley flour that's been sitting in the container for 40 days and more, I've got these eggs in them, you eat that, and you can get intestinal worms from it. But you are allowed to eat yo'ezer. And what is yo'ezer? Everybody knows what that is. Putnak. Do you have a picture of putnak?
No, it says yo'ezer.
It says yo'ezer. That's Uncle Art's trick. All right. So it's a putnuck. And what would you eat that for? You'd eat that for arkata, which are liver worms. And how would you cure that? You would eat them b'sheva tamri chivarta. You would use light-colored dates for those, not the dark-colored dates. And where do you get that from, Imayavye? Well, that's from umtza umaya aliba rekana. If you've been eating a barbecue, having meat barbecued with water, and you didn't have anything before, just on an empty stomach, or bisra shamna aliba rekana, very oily meat that you eat without having had anything before, a nice South African morning breakfast, or mibisra de tura libe de rekona, or amguza libe de rekona, really heavy things, nuts, or heavy beef meat, and nothing's in your stomach before it, and from gire de rubia, and from eating fenugreek, libe de rekona. And then you swallow this mash de maya abatrai. So you could all of those. Oh, if you drank water after it. Now, if this doesn't work, this yoazer, I'll tell you what you can do. Vilo, you could be bolea. Takli chibarta, you can have these shaklayim, krishim, and you eat those, the white-colored one. And if that doesn't help, you can be leitev betanita. First, you starve yourself, you know. And then you bring bisra shamna, put it onto the coals, lishte agurme, and then suck the bones of it. You know, limitz garma. Drink some vinegar. Some say, not vinegar. Vinegar is not good for your liver. Chalalo, mishum takashi lekavda. And if that doesn't work and you're still surviving, then laite gurta de asitna. What you do is you take a bush and you peel off the bark. But you got to be careful the way you peel it, because you've got to peel it going from the top of the branch down, not the other way, because if you peel it from the bottom of the branch up, then these worms will come right up through your mouth, and you don't want that, right? Well, let me tell you, and then you got to boil all of this up in some beer. So, but this only works if you boil it up, so it has to be Beit Shibeve. Okay, then, the next day, No, they're inside your body. And lamacher, we're trying to get rid of them, not drink them. Well, lamacher, it's not the worms you're drinking, it's the beer that has boiled up the bark of the snip. Well, lamacher is karina lenakvan l'diday. Now, the next day, you better plug up your nostrils so you don't smell any of this. Or it means you got to literally plug up all the holes in your body, because this, you know, you got to get all of this stuff inside of you until you're about ready to explode. That will kill those worms if it doesn't kill you first. Exactly. So then it would mean nikavav, literally. It's all of your orifices. And then drink it down real fast. And when you're ready to defecate, go and find a shichat adikla. Go and find a place where they cut down a palm tree and do your thing on that palm tree. That'll do it. V'shotin abuvro'eh. What in the world is an abuvro'eh? And get ready as our official attorney gives us a picture in abuvro'eh. It's a chumtaria.
There's a plant known as chumtaria.
There you go. What is a chumtaria besides a plant known as a chumtaria? Well, it's a chutra yichida. It's a type of, it's what you got to use is a single middle branch. It doesn't have anything that grow out of it. And what exactly do you drink this for? Lamai Avdilai? Well, if somebody had some water that was uncovered, and he's chayshish from Ayim Begulim, so then having abuvro as a drink is great. You boiled up this chutra yechidai, and that saves you from the impact of the poison. Now, if it didn't save you, or you don't happen to have a chumtaraya, or you don't have a brilliant gemara that teaches you what that is by telling you there's a plant called a chumtaraya, then the thing to do is, laite chamisha kalile, v'chamisha kusta de shichra. Now, this one isn't so bad. All you need is 5 roses and 5 cups of beer. Pour the whole thing together and boil it up and keep it boiling on a fire ad kame anpika until it's so little of it left that it's gotten concentrated to a revius. And that you should drink. And you know that Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami's mommy made him some of this stuff, not made another guy some of this stuff. And she didn't have all those roses, but she only took 1 rose, chad kalila, and 1 kusa de shichra, and she boiled it down to nothing, shalka v'ashkite. But then what she did us one better. So she made the tanur very, very hot. Okay. Then she took out all the coals from the tanur because she wanted the guy to get burned, and she put down some bricks so that it would be insulated. Had him sit inside of the tanur. And boy, that got rid of that snake poison, let me tell you. Vigarafte, she was Gorif the Tanur, Vutvitil Venata Begabe, she put bricks down. And he sat on that Venata Kuhutsa Yarka. And she saw that poison coming out of him, and it looked like a green leaf from a palm tree. Rav Avya Omar, Rav Avya says, Reviata de Chava me Izachivarat. The best thing is Revias of a white goat milk. Ravuna bar Yehuda Omar, the thing to do is take an etrog, that's very, very sweet, etrog or chalita, lechaike, make it a hole in it, and take out some of its inside. Now fill it up with honey, with a malayel dufsha. And then, lotve bimilelia dinura, you put this thing, you take this etrog, and you let it sit there on top of coals that are still very, very hot, that they dry it out. Velichle, that'll cure you. Rav Chanina says, I got the best one. You let some urine sit around for 40 days and have some of that. That'll cure you. But, you know, you got to know what the dosage is. So one barzina is what you take if you've been stung by a wasp, lizibura. You need a whole revias if you've been stung by a scorpion. And you need a whole pauga riva for giluya and for the mayim megulim that we were talking. If you drink a whole revias, oh my God, a whole revias is great even for kshafim malu. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you, anigron and anvangar and tiraike, these things are so useful. Now these are various drinks, the anigron, that they would make medicinal drinks out of different types. The normal anigron, the Gemara says, is metradin, which of course became very popular as borscht. So that's the ultimate anigron. So if you have some of that stuff, but these are other types of anigrons. They are useful bein legiluye, bein lekshafim. And haiman de balachivya, and if you swallow a snake, the thing to do is, lochle, you gotta get on YouTube to see that, lochle kashuta bemilcha, so take some of these hops, let it sit there in salt, and force him to eat it, you know? It doesn't taste very good. And then make him run for 3 kilometers. Now, Rav Shimi bar Ashi sees this poor guy that had swallowed a snake. He knew there'd be no way that he could ever get him to do any of that. So what he did was he pretended to be a dangerous parasha. So it looked like an officer of the secret police who forced him to eat a kashuta b'milcha and had him run in front of him, tlata mile, and then he watched the snake come out of him, gooby gooby, in pieces. I don't know if it came out the top or the bottom, but however it came out, it was in bad shape. Or some say actually it was Rav Shimi bar Ashi himself, who once swallowed a snake, Bolachivya. And therefore Elio Anavi came, pretended to be a parsha, forced him to eat a kishuta b'milcha, and had him run 3 kilometers straight, scared out of his wits about this guy who's coming at him with a sword. And believe me, you run when you gotta run like that. V'nafak mine gubi gubi. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Bat Cholini Zo Makperet Ar Chirchot Yadav Shalosh Pe'amim Omer Yochanan Puch Ma'avir Bat Cholin Bat Melech Uposeket Adim'a Umarbe Se'ar Bi'af Apayim Tanya Rami Acher Rabbi Yosemer Puch Ma'avir Bat Melech Uposeket Adim'a Umarbe Se'ar Bi'af Apayim Vyom Omer Ukva Omer Shmuel Alin In Ben Mishum Rufua Omer Yosef Kuzbarta In Ba Mishum Rufua Omer Yosef Kuzbarta Afilu Didi was blind Karshali, Omer Psheshes, Gargira, Philodidi, who's blind as Mali. Vyoma Marutva Bashmuk, home mini Kashut, Sharu, Lavami, Taruza, nobody would drink that, us are sick. Omer Krista, Shrika, Tavia, Shari, Pipu, Be, Osir, Devita, Desiri, Avdile, Lachia, Barashi, Valoakal, Omerle, ha ha, Larabha, Avdile, Viakal, Viatloakalta, Ziri, the time, Vyoma, Ziri, Notina, Damiain, Salul, Umayim, Sulin, Natoha, Mishamerit, Mishabad, Vino, Hoshesh. What's the point? I'm a kivet, Mishtat, Yachi, it's Zakhsi, to be a Tigon, or a little Amidika, Vidakanami, given the Mitkalachi, Lamidika, Avid, Vama Maruk, from Mishlik, Paya, Do, or aglot some tab yain ve nochoshes from refua I boilu chalamai omre velo ravashi ki avine be rav kahana omre chala lo omar rav avani b'nei machuzek ibn mefanke afilu chamra nami masilu ravina ikla ve ravashi chazet adarchele chamora agabatakari V'yad ivikat samit lebechala. Omalei lo shavala mar lo di omar avila lechala lo. Omalei, this is different. This is gava yad, gava regal shayni. Ikini yam bichazit ivikat samit lebechamra. Omalei lo shavala mar lo di omar rova. Hani b'nei mechuzak even the mefanke. Afilu chamra nami masilu. And let's face it, mar nami on mefanik. Omalei, because this is gava yad v'gava regal shayni. The omar avad v'amat omar rav, gava yad v'gava regal, harin ke makesh halal, and you'd be allowed even the halal Shabbat d'oraita. Tana rabban arochatzim b'mei grar b'mei chamtam b'mei asya u'b'mei tveria, avalo b'yam agadol, v'lo b'mei mishre, v'lo b'yam ashaston. V'raminu rochatzim b'mei tveria v'yam agadol, avalo b'mei mishre, v'lo b'yam ashaston, kash yam agadol, yam agadol. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Kasha Bridmeir Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. Kol Hayamim Kemikveh Shemel Mikveh Amayim Karayamim Divrei Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Imri Yama Gadol Kemikveh Lo Nemar Yamim Ela Sheyesh Bo Mine Yamim Arbe. Rabbi Yossi Omer, on the contrary, Kol Hayamim Metaharim Bezochalin Upsulin Lezavin LeMetzorin LeKadesh BeChatat Matkeh VeNakvah. What the heck does this have to do with Mrfuan Shabbat? Aim or the Pligay Linyin Tumah V'Taharah in Shabbat Mishamatlu. El Omer BeNakvah Yitzlo Kasha Adi Yishtai Ode Lo Yishtai. So now it's working out. B'mayukim to Lebat Raita to Lo Yishtai. Sorry, Ilo Ishtai Afilu Mishanami, because of the yet a third bride, D'Atanya. Rochatzim Bimei Tveria, Bimei Mishra, Biyamash Ostom, Afa Pishishu Chatatim Rosho, Bamed Varma Murm Shalun Ishtaheh, Avad Ishtah Asur. Therefore, there's got to be another distinction. Okay, Ella, Yamagadola, Yamagadola, Kash, it depends on the water. Habi Afinshabo, Habara Inshabo. As far as the Mei Mishra, that is, as you said, as the bright itself identifies. Hadi Ishtai, Adela Ishtai. In Ochline Zovia van Bishabat, Lefisha Inomach, Abriim, Avaloch, Limotio, Ezer, Vishote, Abuvro, Kol Ochlin, Ocheladam, Lerfua, Vokolamashkin, Shote, Kutsu, Medicalim, Vikos Ikarim, Ipnesh, Emily, Ruka, Avashoteo, Medicalim, Litzmao, Visakshem, and Ikarin, Shalol, Refua, Omre Yosef, Ezov is Avrata Bar Hamag, and Ezov Yavan is Avrata Bar Hinek. Ula Amar Moro Chivaria is the normal Ezov. And in fact, Ula Ikravera Shul Bar Yehuda, and they brought some to the Suda of Moro Chivaria. And Amar Hainu Ezov. Isn't this the Temani thing, right? Schug. Yeah, this is Schug.
Zater.
Zater. Okay. I know is of the Chtibi or Haiter. Papi, I'm a Shumshuk. I'm Rabbi Yirmei Diftik. Oh, that's Kavadir of Papi Mistava. The time Mitzvah is of Shorsha Kelachim. Ubehem Shorsha Givolim. And it's Shumshuk that exactly grows like that. Lamai Akhle Lele Kukiani. Bemai Akhle Lai. Beshev Atam Liuchmata. Mimai Havye. Mikimcha de Sari de Cholafalei Arboin Yuman. Avalochel at Yoezer. My Yoezer Putnik. Lamai akle le arketa, ubemai akle beshevatam rechivarta, mimai havi mi umtsa maya liberekona, mi bisra shamna liberekona, mi bisra tura liberekona, mi abguza liberekona, mi gira de rubia liberekona. And in all these cases, mishte maya abatrayu. Anyway, if it doesn't work, you can always be livla tak rechivarta, and if that doesn't work, leite betadita, velete bisra shamna, velishte agumre, velimitsa garma, veligma chala. Actually, some say chala is not a good idea. Mishum de kashi lekavda. Now, if that didn't work, loite gurda de asinta de greeted me loite atoy. Better be careful; it doesn't go mitatoy leloy. Dilmanaf guy de pumi. You wouldn't want that, right? And then lishul gabeshichra beshivade. And tomorrow, when you're about to drink it, stuff yourself up. The second inik for the day. Velishte vechimafne mafne afshichra de dikla. Shotin abuvro e my abuvro e chumtaria o my chumtaria. But if it doesn't work, you don't have any. Late Khamisha Kalile, the Khamisha Kusta de Shikra. Nobody promised you a rose garden. Venishalukinu Bahari Adari Adekaima Anpaka Venishta Imidravakavai Barame Avdilugav, just one rose in a Khat Kusta de Shikra. And Shalka, but then she already added her own touch, you know. She was Shagra Tanura Vagarfate, and then Utvita Levenata. Yata Begave, and Nofakutza Yarka. Ravav Yomar, Rivyata the Chabu Meizach Livarta, that's your best. Ravuna Bar Yun Omer, light the Etruga Chalita Velachaike, and fill it up with Duvsha. And then Lotva Be Milele de Nura, and eat that. Ravchanina Omer, Meiraglaim Bnei Arboim Yom. One little shot glass is great for a zibura. A revia is great for an akrava. Palga revia is good for a giluyim. If you drink a whole revia and you don't drop dead, it's afil ekshafi mali. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, nigaron and avangar v'tiraiko mali ben legiluyim ben lekshafi. I'm on the balachivia luchle keshuta b'milcha v'loria tatlata mili. Rabbi Shimi Barashi chazi lugav the balachivia even like a parasha ochle keshuta and force them to run kame tata mile menorfak mine gubi gubi. Ikini army Rav Shimi Barashi himself was balakivra, and ate liyo id mine keparsha uchle kashuta b'milcha v'yarate kame tata mile menorfak mine gubi gubi.